This is CliffCentral.com.
You're with Wedding Central, myself Ntombi Nhlapo.
And myself Carly De Villiers.
And today is an awesome, awesome podcast. You know, this is something that me and Carly have been discussing for a while. You know, the thing that we want to discuss is suppliers and their smokes and mirrors.
Yeah.
So how are you able to tell the real from the not so real through how people are marketing themselves? And I think this particular podcast, we're actually trying to aim it at, you know, suppliers that are within the industry, and especially the up and coming suppliers, and you know, what they're doing to put their business out there.
Yeah.
Carly, how do you think we got to, you know, based on the kind of the conversations we've had, how do you think we've got to where we are to the point where we're like, we need to talk about it.
I think I just have so many people coming to me and saying, you know, they want to go out and they want to go and invest in their business, and they want to go to these big conferences, and you know, they may want to go to an international conference that are costing thousands of dollars,
mm-hmm.
And they want to grow themselves. And I said, I keep telling them, you need to look at your own individual businesses before going, and you know, you need to fine tune your businesses mm-hmm. before going. And it's just, I think because everybody is following each other on social media, it becomes, there's a lot of falseness on the social media,
right?
And you know, the whole, there's a very glamorized
version
of what we do on social media.
Right, right. Okay.
So it's just, I think we really need to look at our own businesses as individuals and look at where we want to take our businesses.
Okay.
And what are we putting out there on social media?
I don't know
if that makes sense.
I get your train of thought.
I mean, I think when we discussed it, going, you know, talking about it, it was a bit of a, how are we gonna interpret this, and how are we gonna get it out there.
Mm.
I think you and I know what we're talking about, but it's to try and interpret it.
So my question to you would be like, if somebody is starting out in the industry, especially because you are in a very big teaching part of the industry, if somebody is starting out in the industry and you're saying, start with your business, look at your business first, what parts of my business am I supposed to be looking at before I decide what I want to do to invest in myself? Because I think, you know, going to, I'm all about, especially because I speak as well, you know, I'm all for going to, you know, conferences and classes and whatnot and workshops and whatever. I'm all for it because you can always learn something from the next person. But like you're saying, it does cost money to go to these things. And I understand, you know, especially now the recession and all of this stuff going on, you know, you might not have as much money to invest in yourself as perhaps you would have had a year ago, 2 years ago. Mm. So you really do need to think wisely about where you're spending your money. Now you're saying, I need to look at my business first before I decide what I'm going to spend my money on when I want to invest
in myself.
And
you need to be honest with yourself and say, where are my weaknesses in my business?
Yes.
Is it the way in which I'm marketing myself? Is it the style of weddings that
I'm
doing?
This is fabulous.
Is it what I'm putting out on social media may not be the best form of floral arrangement, or, you know, it's not as glamorous as what you would see on some of the big blogs and things like that. What is it that what is bugging you about your business?
Right.
And what you're not doing.
Right, right. And I think that's such a great place to start. And it's something that people aren't, I think as humans, we're not engineered to look at the bad stuff. Do you know what I mean? You know, if you ask somebody what works in their business or whatever, you always go into a thing of trying to paint the good because you want your client to buy into all the good stuff.
Mm.
But if you actually, you know, sit and look at your business and how you run your business and the business model, what are the parts that aren't working? And that might be a scary place to like look at because it's terrible.
Yeah. And I think it comes down to that whole smoke and mirrors.
Mm.
Maybe you're very good at putting out a good persona of yourself and that you're doing this amazing work. But you need to ask yourself honestly, am I putting good quality work out there?
You know, are you being honest with your clients? Like, let's talk specifically about social media, because social media, I think, especially for up and coming people, even, you know, people that have been in the business for a long time, that's the way people are marketing their businesses now. There's so many clients will call me and be like, you know, 2-3 years ago, people would be like, what's your website or whatever.
Yes.
Websites are still important because that kind of creates some kind of credibility.
Yes.
But the next best question is, what's your Instagram page?
Yes.
That's what people want to see. Yeah. What's on your actual Instagram? Mm. So you can't ignore it. Definitely can't ignore it. But what do you think is like, what are advantages and disadvantages of social media and how people are marketing themselves on social media?
I think for the individual, it's a great way of showing how good you are.
Mm.
It's an easy way of showing how good you are, and it's an easy way to lie about how good you are.
Right.
And
this is the part that I think I really have a real grudge with, to lie about how good you are. You know, that's
or
the whole smoke.
How busy you actually are.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And I've had it before where, you know, I'll have people come to me and they say, you know, how do I get more clients? And I said, but look at what you're doing at the moment. Mm. You're on Instagram, you look like you are super busy.
Yes.
And I'm like, but I can't actually believe that you're telling me that you're not.
Yeah.
For clients, are you putting out there?
Yeah, because a client may look at it and be like, wow, this person is so busy and so hectic and the levels. And that might be what you want to show someone.
Mm.
But maybe I look at your thing and say, shucks, this person's busy every single weekend.
Are you showing your suppliers? Are you showing your competitors how busy you are? Or are you showing your brides how busy you are?
Yeah.
And I think brides don't care about you going off and doing this and eating that and drinking this, and they really don't care about that. They want to see the weddings and stuff that you're doing, and the quality that you're putting out there. I think that's got a lot to do with it. It's all good that your fellow colleagues are saying, oh, you're looking super busy,
and fabulous,
but at the end of the day, how busy are you? How busy are you socializing, or how busy are you doing weddings?
100%. And you know, another thing with social media, it's number one, how much I always say, how much personal content do you put on there? And this, I think, is a tug of war that I struggle with as well. I think for years, I've always had one page for everything.
Yes.
And, you know, my one client who was so sweet and, you know, absolutely loved her, she said to me the one day, she was just like, I can't remember, I think I posted something about my dogs because I'm a doggy mommy.
Yeah.
And she was just like, girl, we don't care about your dogs. And I was just like, you know, that's such a genuine thing to say, because people might not actually care. She's like, you know, we just want to kind of see the work that you're doing. And that's actually what ended up forcing me to really take a look and separate my pages and say, you know, somebody who's interested in my personal life can
follow your personal
personal stuff. And then, you know, we'll go and do, I mean, I do sometimes overlap and put something that's personal on the actual wedding page or whatever the case is. But a lot of the main content, and this is maybe something that somebody who's starting out needs to consider, how much of your personal life is really worth putting on there if you want to run a business?
Yeah.
Because I always say, sometimes your clients may not be agreeing with what you're doing in your personal life, and you don't want that to hurt you. Do you know what I mean? What if your clients don't drink? What if your clients I don't know,
like, for instance, spas. Like, you'll go and you'll post a fabulous photo of you at the spa.
Right.
And maybe there's stuff that she's waiting for you to get
to
back
send.
To her. And she's like, that's why she's not getting back to me. She's too busy being at the spa, you know? So, and I mean,
it's true.
You know, Ntombi, every client, there is always something
that
you owe them.
Yes.
But they also fail to forget that you're also a person.
Yes, that you have to live a life outside of your work.
And you actually need those times to reduce.
Rejuvenate to
actually produce something good. But again, it's putting that perception out there that you're not,
this is the life that you lead or whatever. I like the fact that you spoke about something that's really glamorized versus what we actually do for a living. And you know, this for me sounds very much like what we were saying about, like, a show, for example, like Our Perfect Wedding, to only show one side of your life or of the business and not show. But then again, in that same breath, then again, in that same breath, you have the issue of somebody showing, you know, like, if a client, I don't want to post weddings that aren't looking their absolute best, which might be offensive to some clients, but of course I'm trying to show people
your best
side of me. You know what I mean? I don't want, you know, I always say, what if some people only see that picture for some reason, whatever, you know, sometimes you open an Instagram page and only four pictures come up on the whole thing. What if that's the picture that comes up, and I don't want them to see that particular one or focus on that particular one. So what would you say in terms of what you choose to put on there in terms of the actual quality of work?
I think it's also, you know, for you as a supplier or a newbie out there, make sure what you put on is of a good quality. It's not, you know, you've got to be careful with your smartphones. What is your camera like? What filters are you using? And this whole thing of shrinking and stretching your images so that it doesn't fit within the block. You're losing a lot of it, or your actual total page is not looking very uniform. But it, the reality is, yes, there's, we pick and choose what we put out there. It's only normal. We're not going to go and put the budget stuff or, you know, stuff that we're maybe not proud of.
Right.
But unfortunately, that, that the reality is it pays the bills sometimes.
You know?
But
it is a business at
from,
the end of the day.
From a bride's perspective, would she buy, she may, most brides, and I know it sounds, might sound a bit terrible, but a lot of people are, they have the champagne taste.
This is this.
But
it's
unfortunately,
a beer budget.
They've got a beer budget. They, are they going to buy into a company if they are putting on beer budget weddings all the time?
And I think this is also another struggle. And this is where I
find... Do you see what I'm
saying? No, I completely understand. And this is where I think I find the most frustration. And my frustration lies with both parties.
Yeah.
You have somebody who's starting out. And I always warn people about, you know, with any business, if you start catering to a specific market, right, in a specific income bracket or whatever the case is, it's very difficult to access other people because that's the budget you start to become known for. Do you know what I mean? Because that's how you get your referrals.
Yes.
Oh, you were able to do my friend's wedding for 100,000 rand again, and so and so forth, and so it goes. So it's very difficult, but in the same breath, it's just like, if that's all I've got in my portfolio, what else do you expect me to do? But to show that I do go to very nice spas and I do associate with perhaps suppliers that are maybe in higher circles or whatever the case is. But then this becomes another problem, and now I want to move towards like, what are you attending in order to invest in yourself? And how are you using what you're attending?
And what you learn from that process.
100%. Yeah. So let's speak about kind of like the different levels of education that you could possibly find out there to invest in yourself to better perhaps yourself or your business.
Well, let's take for instance the As Good As Gold conference that I hosted this week this year. Colin Cowie came out, and obviously he is the planet to the stars and Oprah Winfrey and all the big budget people.
Huge budget,
massive, and I think we were even blown away.
Right,
it was, but we all took a little bit away from it, and a lot of questions that came out. How do you deal with everybody wanting you? And we deal with that.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're on a small budget or a big budget. It made you start to think how you positioned yourself, what you, if your client wants you, then you need to charge a little bit more if she wants your team. So it's great in that sense, but then you have a photo with him.
Yes.
And everyone thinks because you've got a photo with this fabulous man, which he is, it may get you some more business. And I had a student saying she wants to go to this conference and she wants to meet this person. And I said, yes, that's fabulous. But ask yourself, for the amount of money you're spending, you need to see what is it you want to learn how to do flowers. Do you want to learn? He's not going to do flowers. He's not going to teach you flowers. He's talking. How is that what you want to learn? Do you want to be inspired? Do you want to take something away from it, or do you want to physically learn about the style of flowers he does? And she said, no, she wants to learn the techniques and stuff. I said, then this is not
the thing
the
that you want to
that
do.
You need to be at. Why don't you? And then I said, yes, you're going to have a photo with him. Your brides are not going to know who this person is.
Yes.
Because, yes, we follow as suppliers. And
we know who these people are.
We know who they are. But
and also even just a specific part of the suppliers.
Yeah.
It's not everyone.
No.
You know, decor people may know him.
And she was also, she's from Zim. And unfortunately, the economy, there's not a lot of people with huge amounts of money. So they're not going to be able to afford that style of, function or flowers or whatever. So it's just, I said to her, literally, why don't you look at having a look at your social media. Look at your Instagram page. I said, give me your Instagram feed. And I said, okay, cool. Look at how you're posting, the quality of your images. You've got great work on there, but the light is not right. So why don't you go and do a smartphone workshop? I said, do you have a nice camera? How are you taking your photos? What are you taking it with? She said, no, my phone. And I said, okay, well, what camera have you got? And she's the Huawei's or
Huawei or what?
Huawei. Yeah. They have fabulous cameras at the moment. I mean, one of the photographers were even saying, Andre.
Especially the
This
P is
brilliant.
He said,
do you know what, Carly? You can actually use your phone.
Right.
The aperture is better.
Yeah.
For decor than some of our cameras.
So
like, wow, okay. And I said, why don't you invest in a good phone and go and do a smartphone workshop, which is going to cost you R1,000 versus $3,200.
You know?
And then do maybe a social media workshop or something. Just smaller things. And then take 10,000 rand and go and have a photo shoot of big arrangements that your clients maybe
almost create like a lookbook.
A lookbook. Yeah.
Just to show maybe the caliber or the quality or, you know, that. And I think that is, this is the point that we're trying to make, is that, you know, don't rush into everything the first thing you do. You know, first things first, check what is missing in your actual business. What are the parts that need help? Is it marketing? Is it the quality of work? You know, is it your skill set? Is it your, like, what parts are you not able to do? What parts are you not coping with? Then after that, you need to consider if you are going to attend anything, whether it's a conference, whether it's a workshop, even if it's a course at the school, it's anything.
And we're not putting them down. No. I was in Italy. I spent 100,000 rand on going to a conference. But the value that I learned, because I'm at that stage in my business where I needed to speak to the internationals and whatever else like that. Yeah, it's you've just got to look at, have you got all your ducks in a row first?
Yeah, what's missing? And if you're looking for inspiration, then find that. Because at the end of the day, photos of you attending a function, even a function as beautiful as good as gold, photos of you being there, photos of you with celebrities, photos of you with big decor people, whatever the case is, that's great and that's going to get you 100 likes, great. But what does that mean? Yes, what does that mean for your business? And this is one thing that I wish people understood, that as much as social media is a great marketing tool, and social media is all about a numbers game, you know, how far is your reach? How much is your exposure? How many likes do you get? How quickly do you get your likes? Do your pictures carry on growing after the fact, after you've posted them, you know? And you must remember, social media has a lifespan of basically one day. You know, once you've posted it, the next day people are over it. They're moving on to the next thing. So, you know, once you get those likes, then what? You really do have to use social media as a business tool. And I think this is something that a lot of people struggle with. I was speaking to even therapists are saying that social media puts people in depression because people are so focused on the next person, right? That person's got 1 million likes or 1 million followers or whatever. And you become so obsessed with that number. But when you look at it, what is that number really doing for you?
Is it putting money in your bank?
Yes.
Is there money in your bank?
Is your phone ringing? Are you getting inquiries? Because if that's happening through your social media, great, carry on. But if not, where else? Like, that's not where you then should be focusing your efforts. You need to try and fix the business to make sure that regardless of what your actions are and what you're putting out there, that it's starting to bring you in. And if you don't have much, especially for suppliers that are starting out, social media is a great tool for your business. It's a great way to market your business. But now you need to figure out, what content am I putting on there? Is it going to help my business for somebody to see that I'm at a spa? Is it going to help my business to see that I'm wherever, doing whatever with somebody else that's not wedding related? You know, those kinds of things are, you know, it's nice. Or, you know, you put your outfit on. Ooh, this is what I'm dressed like today. That's beautiful. I think you look amazing. But how is that going to help a client say, this is the person that I want to plan my wedding or to do my decor or whatever the case is? So it's just really consider your content and consider what is the truth and what is not. Because a lot of the times, you know, I mentor quite a few people. And one of my mentees said to me, you know, she did a consult with a client. And the client said, as soon as she showed up and she said, oh, this is not what I was expecting. And I said, like, what did she mean in that way? She's like, no, because her social media looks a certain way.
Yeah.
And she had had a rough day and she didn't look disheveled or anything like that. That she didn't look like what she would have looked like, you know, as according to what the social media thing was. And I was like, you see, this is exactly what I'm doing. You're trapping yourself, you know,
and
you, it disappoints your clients because your clients expect now this, you know, superstar, all made up person to like, basically float in on a cloud and, you know, and you come there as a normal human being.
It's not that, is it?
It's not glamorous. It's not glamorous at all.
We are in the background and we're moving.
Yeah. You're like silent. You're like magic. It happens in the back and it looks like
and
great.
And you don't
or
want to take the limelight away from anybody else.
100%.
You know? You're that like magic fairy.
Exactly. Like I'm
that
always,
nobody really sees.
100%. And I always find that, you know, I've now had to make a conscious effort to be in the room when my clients are doing their thank you speech. Because a lot of the time they reference you. Oh, thank you to Ntombi. And I'm in the back or I'm in the kitchen or I'm trying to find this. I'm never there and people are like, well, where is this person that you're talking about? So, you know, you have to make it because the work we do is not glamorous. And it's not a bad thing to show the glamorous side, but be genuine and be honest with the content that you're putting on. You know, even, you know, this is another thing that I have. It's like, people have, perhaps you've done one or two weddings, right? And they were stunning and everything was amazing. And you haven't brought in other weddings that you are perhaps posting on, and you're posting literally the same wedding over and over and over again. What do you think that says to your client? Mm. If your client goes onto your Instagram page, because like we're saying, somebody may ask for your website, but I promise you the next question is, what is your Instagram page or what is your Facebook?
Yeah.
They want to see what's happening on social media, because social media has given us that instant feed. Like something that you've done this past weekend should be on there.
Yeah.
Even if it's not professional photos, they're going to document all of their work. So if I look through your feed and I see, shucks, in the last 8 months, she's shown us only one wedding. The same wedding from different angles. You know, because you do, you can get 1,000 photos from one wedding.
Yeah.
1,000 beautiful photos. But if you go through the feed and it's only that one wedding, I'm asking you, just as a fellow supplier, what do you think your client is thinking?
Yeah.
How do you, what do you want me to think when I see only one wedding on there?
Yeah.
It makes me a little bit nervous, won't it?
Yeah. But also, it could be, you could turn it on the other way. You, if you have done hundreds of weddings, you could just be this wedding factory, like pushing them out. So, you know, it's a bit of a double-edged sword because you don't want to be... Are you wanting to position yourself in a way that, yes, you're a wedding factory that literally just...
pushing every week, every week, every week.
Or is it that you do... a wedding every weekend or a wedding every 2 weekends, you know, it's just one every 2 weekends, but it's quality.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is it is amazing. The photos that come out, the lighting may be great and it looks beautiful, but when you actually, as a bride, I think a lot of people fail to look at the detail.
Mm.
Are their plates positioned straight? Mm. I mean, especially those long tables.
Mm.
And it's something I pushed towards my students to make sure that they are 100% spot on.
Mm.
That the plates straight are lines. Straight line. Candles are straight.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't.
And that can spoil a photo, hey? Because you look at a photo.
I will
like
not post
thing,
a photo if there's a
candle that's skewed. Yeah, and you know, certain things, and you know, there's things that your client is not going to notice, and things that your client. But again, for me, it always comes down to integrity.
Yes.
Are you being fair to your client by shortcutting those things?
Mm.
You know, I say,
the holes in the arrangement.
Yeah, the holes in the arrangement. You know, even when I look at sometimes a table setting, as much as my client may have budget for something really, really beautiful, sometimes the table just doesn't have the space.
Yeah.
And we can't do, as much as I would love to, flowers hanging from, do this whole thing. Sometimes just practically it's not going to work for my clients, and I'd rather have people eat comfortably with nice place setting with enough space or whatever the case is, than forced to put these flowers on or whatever the case is. And this is all I'm saying with integrity and honesty and working with your client's best interests at heart. Things like that, I think, will get you more longevity in the industry and will get you more referrals from word of mouth, because your clients are going to say, shucks, this person really had my best interest in heart.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to force me to do X, Y, Z or whatever the case is. Give your clients choice and be honest with your clients. You know, as much as a lot of the times you take on, you know, I'm in a position where I can choose my clients, so to say. You know, when I have inquiries, we can really look at, is this a wedding that we want to do? Is this going to help our brand or whatever the case is? Because once we're in, we are fully committed and we go all the way for our clients. And when you start doing things like that and your clients start to realize that, as much as this is something that I'm doing that's going to assist my brand, their goal is still my main focus.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, be honest. And I always say, for me, things like that I see in the style of, like, the design of your wedding. It's great to have a signature. It's great to have a look where when you see a photo, you can be like, oh, this is this person's wedding, or this is this person. I think that's great. But at the same time, you don't want to have a copy and paste thing. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to have a situation where, is it really possible for you to, is it really possible for clients to all want the exact same wedding?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Over, I don't know, 5 years or 10 years or whatever the case is. If you look at like the span of what they're putting out on social media or whatever the case is. But if that's the signature, then that's absolutely fine.
Mm.
So you just need to really consider, how are you doing your business? How are you portraying that you're doing your business?
Mm.
And the most important thing is how your clients feel about how you do your business. Because I always say, like, even if you're a chef, right? If you have followed a recipe to the T, oh, this is a magnificent meal. This is the best Michelin star everything. This is the best. If somebody eats it and says there's not enough salt, that's the end. If somebody hasn't enjoyed that meal, you can't still go out and say, this is the best and what and what. The person that it was intended for didn't enjoy it. Yeah. The person that it was intended for didn't rate it well. Mm. So therefore, how can you carry on still rating yourself well if the person that it's intended for doesn't enjoy it? Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So true, yeah.
You know, with your business, yes, you put your business first, protect yourself, make sure that your business is right, but make sure that what you're putting out there and most importantly, what you're doing for the client is what's important, and that's what comes across. You know, put your clients first, have integrity, and be honest.
Yeah.
You know, be completely honest at all time. Anything you want to add, Carl?
Yeah, and I think, and that's what you also want your business to have. You want your business to have longevity. You want people to go out and say, you know what?
Mm.
Go to these people, or we know, oh, you're doing the, you've got these people to do your wedding. You're going to have quality.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm, mm,
you know, so I just.
Quality by association.
Yeah.
Mm, mm.
And yeah, the honesty and the way you are, you're putting yourself out there. I think be honest with yourself, be honest with your clients, and be honest with the people who follow you.
Yeah. And another thing that I always want to say to people that are starting, especially starting out in the industry, and it's something that I still experience to this day, you are going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
You are going to fight with your clients. Mm. You are going to make your clients angry. Do you know what I mean? You're going to be late with submitting something or whatever the case is. Don't be afraid to apologize, and don't think that everything is a lost cause.
Mm.
Again, one of my mentees called me this week, and she's made a blunder or whatever the case, and she's like, you know what, I think it's only fair if maybe I should just pull out of the wedding or whatever the case is. And I said, you know, that can't be your first line of defense.
That's how you handle that mistake.
Fix it.
Yes.
It's fixable. You know, it's going to be a better story for your clients if they say, yes, this person literally burnt down the factory, but... But, you know, they came back and they saved the day, and she was so efficient, and
she put the fire out herself.
Yeah, and you know, she rebuilt it in 3 days, and like, you know, you become this hero. Like, you can save situations, but, you know, the main key with your business is communication. Communicate to everyone. Guys, I've made a mistake. I'm so sorry. You know, your approach is everything.
Yeah.
Hi, I've made a mistake. This is how I'm intending to fix it. This is how long it's going to take me. Please give me time. Please bear with me, or whatever the case is. You know, think about also your teams. You know, who are you hiring? You know, good help, Jesus Christ, good help is so hard to find. Do you know what I mean? I can't tell you enough. But if you are not managing with your workload, number one, either stop taking on more work, or start finding people to help you deal with the workload. But it's not your client's problem if you don't have the staff or the capacity to deliver the things that you said you were going to deliver. So, you know, your client will only be patient for a few mistakes.
I love the passion you talk. Listen all day.
But you know, I'm so, you know, I've always said, like, for me, business is such an interesting thing. And I find that sometimes people have a great passion, but they fail on the business side. And you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And people are too maybe proud to ask or too scared to ask. I'm always asking. I'll ask anyway, hey, man, how do you do this thing? I've never done something like this, you know, because I want to learn. I'm never going to say I'm a fundi, I'm the best, I know everything.
You've
I don't. Never
stop learning.
Yeah. And I could possibly still make mistakes in the future. And that's fine. I'm totally fine with that. I'm open to that.
Mm.
It's just how you handle it, and how you're communicating it, and how you're managing it. And you know, you just have to be so careful again, you know, with the smokes and mirrors and what people see and what's actually happening. You know, people have these
stop following everybody. Stop thinking about what everyone else is doing.
Yes, that, you know, so I say that social media thinking of, you know, what is this person doing? Let me watch. Okay, let me do what they're doing, or whatever the case is. You don't know how that person got to decide to put that on.
Yes.
And how they've decided that that works for their business. So how is it going to help you to do the exact same thing if you don't know how they got to that point? Do you know what I mean? You also don't know how, you know, look at people's journeys. How long have they been in some? You cannot, you know, somebody, a good quote, people always say, somebody's page 50 cannot be the same as your page one.
No.
I mean, you got to start somewhere. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So it's great to be inspired by other people. That is always phenomenal. But you really have to see what you can apply to yourself and what's going to work for you and figure it out along the way.
And they say, like, a successful business is going to take more than 1,000 hours.
Yeah, they say overnight success is 10 years.
1,000 days.
Yeah, 1,000 days. Yeah.
1,000 days.
Overnight success is 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it takes time to get there and invest in the time and tread carefully. carefully. And even if you make a mistake, it's fine. Doesn't it's have, not the yeah. end of the world. You know, a bad day is not a bad life. See what you've done. Try and fix it. Apologize. You know, I'm sorry is the best thing in the yeah. world. You know, to say I'm sorry to someone.
And it actually feels good.
Oh, I promise you, I'm sorry will get you a lot of grace. Yeah, it'll get you a lot of grace, a lot of compassion. I'm sorry. This is how I intend to fix it. Yeah. That's all it is.
And it's also when you're saying sorry to yourself.
That's it. Yeah. Mm. You know, oh, you made a boo-boo here. Okay, babes.
Okay, now
yeah.
I'm actually regrouping myself and saying, I've got to do this. I just think we lie a lot to each other. Yes. To ourselves
as well. Well, yeah, tell ourselves, no, I can do it, or this is what I'm going to do if I look this way. Da, da, da. Just, you know, the honesty thing. And I think this is a human thing. It's not like, honesty, start there. Mm. Be honest with your business and be honest to your clients. I think once you tick those boxes, it's going to be so much easier for you to carry on in your business. So I hope this has been like super helpful. I hope people who are listening, especially, you know, new suppliers who feel like perhaps they're not making it or maybe they're not making mistakes. I hope you listen to this and see maybe a different way or another perspective.
A different way of thinking.
A different way
just
of thinking.
Just fine-tune what... Start small. Like, literally, it's baby steps. It doesn't have to happen overnight. Mm. And just fine-tune what you are currently doing before you take that next step.
Perfect.
So think when you think Wedding Central, and we look forward to the next podcast. Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.